Lesson number 12. Actions often speak more loudly than words. The example which Paul set to the believers in Thessalonica demonstrated clearly the power of the Holy Spirit to mold the life of the disciple. As they observed the apostle's lifestyle day by day, they were shown Christianity in action. The way Paul spoke and wrote about what he did and did not do as a follower of Jesus was so obviously sincere that no one thought him proud or boastful. His genuine desire to be of help to his converts shone through his words and moved his readers to emulation. Part number one, the power of example. Paul reminded the Thessalonians and the Corinthians that they had become followers or imitators of him, following in his steps, and, that is to say, the steps of the Lord. He was so conscious that his life corresponded closely with the life of Jesus that he was able to make his statement under inspiration, which on the lips of another person might sound outrageously arrogant when he said, "Be ye followers of me, as I am also of Christ." He was well aware of the power of example. Today we hear a great deal about the absence of role models in the lives of certain children. They're left to try to figure out things for themselves without the help of father or mother or older sibling. Jesus is man's clearest, most complete example. His followers should seek to imitate him so carefully that they can say to those whom they are trying to influence to become Christians, "Do as I do, as well as I say." Paul could say, "Be followers of me," without censure from the Spirit. The apostle called the attention of his readers to the way he conducted himself holily, that is, wholly for God, justly, that is, in an even-handed manner toward all, unblamably, that is, not doing anything which might be condemned. Ellen White notes, Acts of the Apostles 5:10, Paul carried with him the atmosphere of heaven. All who associated with him felt the influence of his union with Christ. The fact that his own life exemplified the truth he proclaimed gave convincing power to his preaching. Here lies the power of truth. The unstudied, unconscious influence of a holy life is the most convincing sermon that can be given in favor of Christianity. As Paul's example had helped to mold their lives, so the witness of the faith and example of the Thessalonians helped in the development of Christian character among the Macedonians and Achaeans, and all who heard about them. It still influences every person who reads these epistles. Our word example is the English equivalent of the Greek word tupos, or type, the visible impression made by a seal, an exact copy or image. Christ had left such an impression of himself on the Thessalonians and others so that onlookers could see his likeness clearly manifest. Part number two, Paul's example of industry. Paul was a tent maker and throughout his ministry occasionally practiced his trade to earn a living for himself and his companions. When he went into a new town in which there were no Christians, he supported himself with his own hands. When the Christian disciples were poor or few in number, he worked at his craft to supplement the offerings they gave to him. He reminded his readers of the two reasons he had for working so hard night and day to support himself. He did not wish to impose himself upon them, and he wanted to give the indolent an example. Part number three. Paul's example of gratitude. Paul was appreciative of the faith and works of his converts. In spite of all the troubles through which they had passed, when they embraced Christianity, he was grateful for their faithful testimony, which had spread everywhere, and this had greatly lessened his own load as an evangelist. As he remembered the thoroughly dedicated way in which they had carried out the principles of the truth, the pastor-apostle constantly lifted his heart to God in gratitude for having such nice members to work with. As he thought of the progress they had made from their very beginning, when they had accepted the way of salvation, and then had progressed in sanctification, that is, in living day by day while incorporating into their lives the principles of Christianity, he felt bound to give thanks always to God, that is, continually. Paul recommended that his people should make a habit, as Williams translates it, in giving thanks to God for everything, whatever happens, whatsoever their lot, and under all circumstances. This seems very difficult in some conditions, but Paul's recommendation is that Christians should cultivate this attitude of gratitude, believing that all things do work together for the good of those who love God, who are being called according to his purpose. If we do this patiently, we will one day discern the way God has led us, as we look back, appreciatively decide that we would have not wanted anything else. Part number 4. Paul's example of sincerity. The apostle called attention to the way he had preached to them without deceit or craftiness. His doctrine was pure and without delusion, without uncleanness or ulterior motive, without guile or devious argumentation. They knew that he was perfectly sincere in the proclamation of the gospel, which had been entrusted to him and to them. Their lives of obedience witnessed to the effectiveness of his preaching. Part number 5. Paul's example of humility. Paul tried to identify himself with his converts in the way he lived. He did not set up a lifestyle higher than theirs, demanding wealth and luxury while they were poor and needy. As his master had emptied himself of all the treasures of heaven and had become poor for humanity's sake, Paul gladly followed in his steps. The apostle did not set himself above his members and claim that he was a better Christian than they were, but constantly solicited their prayers on his behalf. He confessed that he needed their helpful intercession in dealing with unreasonable and wicked men. He believed in the power of intercessory prayer and begged them to intercede for him. He described himself to the Corinthians as being less than the least of the apostles, and on another occasion, the chief of sinners. He was aware of his own needs and shared those needs with his readers while he showed that he was standing in the need of prayer. Paul's personal example shines out of the Thessalonian epistles, comes down to our day. Their example inspired the Macedonians and Achaeans and helped Paul himself. I wonder how it is with our example in these last days, as we are preparing for the second coming of Christ.